One instance that was critical in terms of orienting me towards Islam through a lot of stops along the way was I was at a party. Apologize for that. It was a Mount Pleasant housing project in New Britain, Connecticut. Mount Pleasant we call Sparkle City, but won't go into that. But when I'm leaving, it's about midnight, and this is pre-global warming, Connecticut winter, so it was cold. And this little Puerto Rican girl, the project was African-American Puerto Rican, she runs out of her house with just her pajamas, and she's screaming, "Why doesn't anyone love me? Why does anyone love me?" And the girl was maybe 9 or 10 years old, and I just said to myself, like, no one this young should be experiencing this degree of despair and pain. So there has to be something that we can offer people like that, that we can offer children to give them hope. And that's really what catalyzed my search for that something. And it culminated with me becoming a Muslim. So that's what did it.
I think a teacher at best is a facilitator for something. You're really a midwife trying to birth meaning in the soul of the student. The body that accredits colleges in the Western Hemisphere, and they sent a committee to assess our school. And one of the things they were concerned about was that maybe this is just indoctrination and not education. They went into a classroom, and the class was discussing a paper written by one of our professors here, and he'd written a paper saying that Muslims should not practice Halloween. So they were discussing the paper after having read it, and one group agreed with Imam Zaid, but another group disagreed and said that Halloween is no longer a religious event and that Muslims should celebrate it. And then a third group said they shouldn't celebrate it with their own kids, but they shouldn't lock their doors. They should have their doors open to the neighborhood kids so that Muslims aren't seen as sticks in the mud. The committee, they were just really impressed with that. And so one of them said, "I can see that you can challenge your teachers, but can you challenge your revelation? Can you challenge God and His messenger?" This person told me they were so impressed with the answer that the student gave, which was that revelation is in language, and language can be understood at many different levels. And so if you're saying, can we disagree with interpretations? Yes. And so they were just really impressed with that, that that's what we were teaching our students, to be open to the possibility of nuances and different interpretations.